world of PhotoSynth, an amazing new way to share and experience photography in a 3D environment. You've never seen anything like this before. Plus, creating a synth is so easy, you're going to be able to do it by yourself in no time. The best synths are made up of many overlapping images. Things with lots of texture work best because it gives PhotoSynth something to grab onto. Making good synths is all about taking lots of pictures, but it's not enough to just tilt and turn the camera from one position. You need to change positions and really blanket the subject with lots of overlapping photos. Start by shooting from a wide angle and then get close for that interesting detail. Things that make pretty pictures don't necessarily synth well. Because PhotoSynth doesn't look at shapes, it looks at textures. Try to avoid anything too shiny, smooth, or something that's just one color. White wall, bad idea. Water, better not. I'm gonna show you the best way to shoot an interior space. You wanna shoot the entire room, starting with the corners, and then also from the middle of every wall. Then, going close to capture the details. When in doubt, take more pictures. For things that are interesting on all sides, you want to photograph them all the way around with lots of overlapping. So for this, I would take about 24 evenly spaced photos from all angles to capture it perfectly. Okay, so now you've transferred your photos from your camera onto your computer. But here are a couple things you want to remember before you build your synth. First, make sure all your pictures are the right way up. You can mess around with the color, contrast, and brightness, but don't crop them. Now we're ready to synth. Just go to the PhotoSynth website. It's fast, easy, and free. Then you click here, and a window will open asking you to create a synth. Then add your photos, hit the synth button, and there you have it. Now these are just a few tips to make your synth better. Play with it, have fun, make it your own. Maybe you'll create a new experience that nobody's ever thought of. That's the power of PhotoSynth.